Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 71 degrees right now in Richland Center under cloudy skies. Tonight is the National Night Out at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Weather permitting, keep an eye on the skies. Forecast is for rain later today. If that does happen, the event would be canceled and just done again next year. However, as long as there's not lightning, the 5K run would take place. Just keep an eye on Mother Nature. If it doesn't rain, National Night Out is later today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Derek Brown, Patrol Superintendent from Richland County, lets us know County Road V from Holloway Road to the Vernon County line will be closed today from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. for culvert replacement. Holloway Road to Havlick Road in Vernon County can be used as a detour while the work is being done. This is Henrietta Township, Section 1. Again, that's County Road V from Holloway Road to the Vernon County line, closed today, 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. If you would like to help children in need of school supplies for the upcoming school year, Edward Jones in downtown Richland Center is holding a back-to-school drive. The drive is being held from now until August 26th. You can drop off school supplies at the Edward Jones office at 101 South Church Street, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. A Walk with Grace motorcycle ride will be held Sunday, August 16th. Vehicles will leave Honkers outside of Muscadet at noon and drive to Rockton for chicken. Following the chicken dinner, participants will return to Muscadet and enjoy cake and ice cream at Sportsman's Lounge. Everyone is welcome to participate and all vehicles are welcome. Cost is a $10 donation, which will help benefit Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. For more information, contact Tom Hendricks at 739-4321. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville Foundation and Alumni Association has announced a $1 million estate gift from the late Dolores L. Brown, a 1954 graduate of Platteville State Teachers College. Brown, who died March 29th at the age of 93, dedicated her life to the field of education. Her remarkable donation will establish an enduring scholarship fund specifically for full-time students majoring in education at UW-Platteville, ensuring that future teachers receive the support necessary to follow in her footsteps. Having been born in Lancaster and raised in Platteville, Brown was a passionate advocate for student success throughout her 35-year career in elementary education. After teaching in West Allis, she spent the majority of her professional life in Madison Elementary Schools. She was widely recognized for her philosophy that every child deserves a tailored challenge and support based on their unique strengths. Beyond the classroom, she was a leader in organizations such as Alpha Delta Kappa, demonstrating a lifelong commitment to service and the teaching profession. Jimmy Collins, the Foundation and Alumni Association Advancement Director and Senior Gift Officer, who worked closely with Dolores, noted that she believed deeply in the power of education and the importance of supporting those called to teach. He stated that her remarkable generosity creates a lasting legacy that will inspire and support aspiring educators for decades to come. This sentiment was echoed by Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich, who emphasized that by investing in students preparing to teach, Brown is strengthening schools for communities far beyond the campus. The chancellor expressed profound gratitude for Brown's foresight and the trust she placed in UW-Platteville to carry out her mission. State Representative Francesca Hong's campaign for governor has demonstrated significant financial strength, raising nearly $488,000 since July 1st. This total includes a remarkable $149,000 raised in just the 7 days following the pre-primary reporting period, signaling a sharp acceleration in grassroots support as the Democratic primary enters its final week. The campaign's pre-primary report, which covers July 1st through July 27th, highlights that nearly $340,000 was generated through more than 7,000 individual contributions, demonstrating a clear reliance on individual donors. Over 99% of the funds reported came from individuals, allowing the campaign to close the period with $406,117 in cash on hand. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, alongside a broad coalition of 43 states and territories, has reached a significant $400 million settlement in principle with Sandoz Incorporated. This agreement addresses serious allegations that the generic drug manufacturer conspired to artificially inflate prices, manipulate market competition, and restrain trade across numerous generic prescription medications. Attorney General Josh Call emphasized that such anti-competitive conduct, which forces consumers to pay higher costs for essential prescriptions, will not be tolerated, reinforcing the state's commitment to cracking down on companies that bypass fair competition to maximize profits. Under the terms of the settlement, Sandoz is expected to pay a total of approximately $469 million, a figure that includes amounts from previous settlements. The resolution also covers allegations involving Sandoz's international affiliates, including Novartis AG and Sandoz Group AG, concerning their roles in the conduct and subsequent asset transfers intended to avoid liability. Beyond the financial penalties, Sandoz has committed to internal reforms and injunctive terms designed to ensure future compliance with antitrust laws and foster a fair marketplace. This milestone follows extensive trial preparations originally slated for 2027 and adds to the nearly $96.5 million already secured from other manufacturers like Glenmark and Apotex in related litigation. The root of these legal actions dates back to 2016, forming part of a massive series of antitrust cases involving dozens of corporate defendants and nearly 100 different generic drugs. These investigations have been fueled by a staggering amount of evidence, including over 20 million documents and millions of phone records detailing the interactions of hundreds of industry executives. With several former pharmaceutical leaders already cooperating with authorities, these cases highlight a systemic effort by regulators to hold the generics industry accountable for practices they have historically that have historically impacted billions of dollars in U.S. sales. This settlement is contingent upon obtaining signatures from all necessary states and territories, and comes after the coalition had been preparing for an anticipated trial next year. In Taylor County, a tragic multi-vehicle accident occurred early Saturday in the township of Holway, resulting in one fatality and another individual sustaining injuries. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reported that emergency dispatch received a 911 call at 3:12 a.m. regarding a collision on County Road O near Oak Drive involving a house being moved along the roadway. According to preliminary investigations, a tractor operated by Jason Nelson of Thorpe was transporting a house westbound when an eastbound vehicle struck a corner of the structure. The eastbound vehicle continued underneath the house before emerging and colliding head-on with a pickup truck following behind the transit. The driver of the eastbound car, 19-year-old Dylan Mickelson of Abbotsford, was pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger, 20-year-old Autumn Armatosky of Phillips, was transported by emergency services for medical treatment. Neither Jason Nelson nor the driver of the truck, Dominic Sikora of Thorpe, sustained injuries in the crash. The emergency response included Taylor County deputies, Taylor County EMS, first responders from Stetsonville and Taylor County, and the Stetsonville Fire Department. The Wisconsin State Patrol is currently assisting the Taylor County Sheriff's Office with an ongoing investigation into the circumstances of the incident. Authorities have indicated that no further details will be released at this time. The search for two young kayakers who went missing near Washington Island has reached a somber conclusion. On Sunday, August 2nd, the Door County Sheriff's Office officially assumed command of the incident, marking a shift in focus as the mission transitioned from a rescue search to a recovery operation. The change in status signaled a heartbreaking turn for the families and the many agencies involved in the intensive effort to locate the pair. Throughout Monday, a coordinated recovery team worked tirelessly in the waters where the individuals were last seen. personnel from the Washington Island Police Department, the Gibraltar Police Department, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joined the Door County Sheriff's Office in a meticulous sweep of the area. Late Monday morning at approximately 10:55 a.m., personnel located the body of 20-year-old David Thulman of Dundee, Illinois. Shortly thereafter, the body of 20-year-old Francesca Warrick of South Elgin, Illinois, was also recovered from the water. The identification of the two victims brought a formal end to the recovery phase of the operation. In the wake of the tragedy, the Door County Sheriff's Office expressed its deepest condolences to the families of both David and Francesca. Sheriff Tammy Sternard and Chief Gary Schultz also extended their gratitude to the vast array of local fire departments, emergency management teams, and the United States Coast Guard for their assistance. The efforts were further bolstered by numerous volunteers who dedicated their time and resources during both the search and the subsequent recovery. While the physical recovery of the victims has been completed, the circumstances surrounding the incident are still being examined. The Door County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that the case remains under active investigation to determine the exact sequence of events that led to the disappearance of the two kayakers.